Hello, welcome to 5 minutes with Badajoz English, intermediate plus listening practice to help you improve your English. I'm Andrew and I'm here with...
Chris, hello.
Chris, we're into February now.
Yeah, first month down.
First month of the year down, yes. January is known for the January sales, the time post-Christmas when shops discount their prices, try and get rid of their old stock, get ready for the new year, and customers have a good time grabbing a bargain.
Yeah, love to grab a bargain, me.
Yes. Are you a bargain hunter?
A little bit.
Okay. Did you buy anything in the sales this year?
I did.
Okay.
I actually bought a new laptop, a MacBook.
Oh, a big purchase. Yes. Was it discounted?
It was.
Okay, I should hope so.
It wasn't discounted a lot.
Okay. Am I paying you too much?
No. You're paying me too little.
Okay.
Clearly.
Buying Macs. Very nice. Do you like it?
I do like it.
Okay.
Did you grab yourself a bargain in the sales?
I didn't. I sometimes do if I'm given vouchers for Christmas, but nobody gave me any vouchers this year, so I didn't spend any money. My wife, Natalie, she was very clever. She has bought winter coats for our children for next year.
For next year? Wow!
Yeah, so she's planned ahead. She's quite price conscious, quite a budgeter.
Good at forward planning,
yes. So they'll be wearing coats bought this year, next year.
Uh-huh. That's good.
Yeah.
So I guess me and Natalie, we're kind of different shoppers, different types of shoppers.
Yeah, what type of shopper would you say you are, Chris?
Well, I am a bit of a bargain hunter.
Okay.
So I do like looking in the discounted section and finding things that are on sale. Mm-hmm. But that can sometimes be my undoing because sometimes I think, oh, it's a bargain. It's only a high amount of money, yes. Not a really high amount of money.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm a little bit price conscious.
Uh-huh.
I do like bargains, but I just rarely go shopping. I'm not a big shopper, if I'm honest.
Yeah, Natalie does the food shopping.
Yeah, normally.
So that takes away a big amount of shopping.
I find supermarkets quite stressful. I prefer to stay out of the aisles if I can. But many people love shopping.
Yeah,
it's a hobby, isn't it? And get some people even, they're shopaholics, aren't they?
Yes, people who love to shop as much as possible and spend a bit too much, possibly.
They shop till they drop, as we say.
I had a student who confessed if she goes to the shops, she can't window shop.
Okay.
She has to buy something every time, even if it's a little tiny thing.
So she's not able to only look. She's impulsive.
She touches with more than just her eyes.
Yes. What other type of shoppers are there?
Well, I guess there's the brand conscious, the people who they have to have something from a particular brand, like all their clothes must be from one shop or another.
Yeah.
All their electronics have to be
a particular make.
A particular make, yeah.
Yeah.
The brand conscious.
Yes. And then maybe at the other end of the spectrum, we have people, bulk buyers. People who buy all their things in bulk, buy lots of it in one time to save on the price, to get a discount.
Well, I certainly tried to do that with things like toilet roll and kitchen roll.
Yeah.
Just because it lasts a long time. Bulk.
Help make ends meet.
What other types can you think of? I think there's the impulse buyer, the person who, you know, they're waiting in the checkout line and they see a chocolate bar on the side.
Or a magazine.
Just grab it and buy it then.
Yeah. And then you also have trendsetters, people who have to be the first to use or to wear or to have something, a particular make or a particular brand.
I guess also then now you have the problem about, do you buy things online or do you buy things offline?
Yes, and there's even a new word that's come in, showrooming.
Showrooming?
Yeah, people that go to a physical shop, they look around, they feel, they test, They try it, but then they don't buy in that shop. They go home and they buy it on the internet, which obviously the shops are not very happy about.
But I guess it depends. If you're a big brand,
yes,
and someone comes and sees your product at your shop, it doesn't matter if they buy it online or in the shop.
Yes. But our alarm has gone. We've had our 5 minutes talking about different kinds of shoppers. You can find the key vocabulary and questions on our website, www.badajozenglish. And if you've heard this on iTunes, we'd love it if you'd like us and rate us. Thank you, and we'll see you next time. Bye.